بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the events that took place after the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the evening of Ashura. We know that the tents were on fire. There were so many children, women, and Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam taken as the captives and prisoners of wars. And they were attacked. The children were attacked. The tents were on fire, and especially about the women, it is believed that the scarves the main covering of the women, the soldiers of the enemy forces, they took off the scarves or the coverings from the head and the body of the women on that time. First of all, is this true? And weren't they Muslims? So why they violated the concept of hijab on that time?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, according to authentic sources of history and narration, after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the army of Umar ibn Sa'd, they attacked the tents of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam to loot the properties and belongings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And it caused women and children to scatter in the desert while they were crying and grieving. They set the tents into the fire. And also they looted the ornaments of the women. They took off the rings from the fingers, earrings from the ears, and anklets from the feet. So yes. these are rooted in the historical books. And for sure, they violated the privacy of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And when we are talking about Muslims, the same people killed Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, who is the grandson of the Prophet. So, it's very logical to expect such people, such cruel, such oppressors to do the same, to oppress the Ahlul Bayt of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
No such a sin have been witnessed during the history of Islam up to that time. Killing the children or attacking the women and
exactly.
The tents on fire.
Okay. Especially it's only 50 years after the demise of the Prophet that you believe in as your prophet, because at the end of the day, you are carrying the name of Muslims. So let me share with the dear listeners some of the statements of the Muslim historians, both Shia and Sunni ones, and then we can come to this question: did it lead to these holy women and children to lose their hijab or not? According to Tabari and Ibn Athir, Tabari in his At-Tariq and Ibn Athir in his Al-Kamil, the army of Umar ibn Sa'd attacked the women and children to loot their precious clothes and even the camels. And they also tried to take off some of the clothes of the women.
Yes.
In Ansaf al-Ashrabi read the same. According to his account, people tried to take off the veils from the women, but Umar ibn Sa'd prevented them from doing so.
Okay.
You see how ugly is this act, that even a man like Umar ibn Sa'd is preventing his army from doing so. This is in Ansab al-Ashraf, volume 3, page
200. You mean taking off the covering and the scarves from the head of the women?
Yeah, whether it is the scarf or what is the reality of it, I will explain later. In Siyar al-A'lam al-Nubala, we have a very touching story. The narrator says that one of the soldiers of Umar ibn Sa'd, he tried to take the jewelries of Fatima, the daughter of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and at the same time he was crying. Fatima asked for the reason. He said that I'm crying because I'm looting the property and the belongings of you, the daughter of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. Mm-hmm. Then Fatima said that, then leave it. And I mean, if you're sad for doing so, then why you're doing that? He said that if I do not do so, another man will come and will take this property. So you see the justification of this man. This is in Siyar al-A'lam al-Nubala by Dhahabi, volume 3, page 303. And just let me share what we read in Al-Luhuf. People were exceeding each other in looting the properties of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. They took off the veils of the women, and it caused the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam to go out of the tents and to cry together. Humayd ibn Muslim, one of the narrators of this story of Karbala, he says that I saw that there was a lady from Banu Bakr bin Wa'il who was along with her husband in the army of Umar ibn Sa'd. But when she saw that people are attacking the women and looting their properties, she, this lady in the army of Umar ibn Sa'd, she took a sword to somehow support the Ahlul Bayt of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. This is in Al-Luhuf by Sayyidina Tawus, page 131. Just let me share, I mean, some other sources regarding taking the earrings from the ears, which in some cases cause an injury in the ears of some girls and women. According to Maqtal al-Husayn by Khwarazmi, the army of Umar ibn Sa'd, they came around the tents of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam together with Shibrim al-Dal-Jushan. He ordered the soldiers to loot the properties of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam inside the tents. So the army went into the tents and they took everything, so much so that they even took the earrings of Umm Kulthum, the sister of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and they caused injuries in her ears. And also they took off the veils of women. This is in Maqtal al-Hussein by Khwarazmi, volume 2, page 43.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir. Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah. We
worship Allah and no one but Allah. Sorry, the army of Yazid and Umar al-Sa'd were Muslims, isn't it?
Yeah.
So why taking off the veils from the head of the women at that time?
I mentioned before that they have killed Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Mm-hmm. So is it possible for you to be a real Muslim and kill the grandson of your prophet? No crime is more heinous than that. Okay. So even compared to what they did before, I mean, killing Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, this is nothing. But anyway, we are talking about the most cruel people in the history of Islam and such a great oppressors. So it is very natural to expect such heinous acts from these people, especially when it comes to, war's booties. You know that at that time, one of the reasons that some people were motivated to take part in the wars was to take the booties after defeating the enemy.
Yes.
So that was one of the excuses for them. They have defeated the army of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and now it's the time for them to take war booties. And the only booties in this case is the belongings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, because all the men except for Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, they were already martyred.
That's right.
Now, as I mentioned, there is a question of the women practicing hijab after this violation. Were they able to continue practicing hijab or not? When we pay attention to the Arabic text of these narrations, we have the following expressions. For example, جَاذَبُ النَّسَاءَ مَلَاحِفَهُنَّ عَنْ ظُهُورِهِنَّ وَرْيَنْزَعُونَ الْمَلَاحِفَ عَنْ ظُهُورِنَا يَنْتَزَعُونَ مِلْحَفَةَ الْمَرْأَةَ عَنْ ظَهْرِهَا or تُنَازَعُ ثَوْبُهَا عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا. According to some scholars, what happened by the soldiers of Umar ibn Sa'd was just taking the, the first veil over the body of the ladies and the girls.
Yes.
So on that time, it was not the case that women were covering themselves only by one veil or one scarf. No, they had another veil under that outer veil, if I put it this way. And with that, they were able to continue practicing hijab and covering their bodies. And some people believe that, as you also mentioned, they were Muslims. So if they wanted to remove the whole veil of the women, it was against the honor of the Arabs at that time. Forget about the religion of Islam. It was against their honor and reputation to leave the women without any kind of covering and veil. So that is why, according to some scholars, when we are talking about the phrases, as I mentioned, like جَاذَبُ النَّسَاءَ مَلَاحِفَهُنَّ عَنْ ظُهُورِهِنَّ, it is just referring to the outer veil.
Yes.
And when it was removed, they had another veil which was covering their head and the body. Mm-hmm. And the same can be mentioned regarding the phrases like تُسْلَبُ الْمَرْأَةُ مِقْنَعَتُهَا مِنْ رَأْسَهَا. Beyond that مِقْنَعَ, they had another veil which was covering the whole body. So if we understand these narrations from this perspective and based on this explanation, we can come to this conclusion that although these cruel people, they attacked the tents of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they set them on fire, they looted all the properties and belongings of these innocent women and children, including their veils and jewelries and the earrings and anklets, but it didn't lead them to not to be able to practice hijab, because they had another veil which was covering the whole body.
Yes.
And the second point is that imagine that this act of the army of Umar ibn Sa'd has caused the Ahlul Bayt to lose their hijab.
Mm-hmm.
So who should be blamed? The Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam or the army of Umar ibn Sa'd? For sure, in this case, when we are talking about practicing hijab, we are talking about practicing hijab based on your free will. But if some people forced you not to practice hijab, then you cannot be blamed. So imagine a lady, a Muslim lady, he is passing the street and an stranger comes and take her veil, and she's not able to continue practicing hijab anymore for some minutes maybe.
Yes.
So in that case, that stranger should be blamed. She cannot be blamed for not practicing hijab because she was forced to do so. So even if we can imagine that these heinous acts of the army of Umar ibn Sa'd has caused some of the girls or some of the women not to be able to practice hijab for some moments or some minutes, it is only this army that should be blamed. Ahlul Bayt cannot be blamed at all. As we know, in all the cases, they try their utmost to practice hijab and
yes,
cover themselves.
That's right. Okay, technically speaking, according to Islamic laws, at the time of wars or in hardships, even we can say if the hijab is not observed properly, there's no problem with the women, isn't it, in the hardships? Is it so?
No. We do not have such
at a time of war or something like that.
No, we have the concept of izdirar, meaning that, I mean, if you do not have free will anymore, if other people force you, then you have no will to practice hijab. In that case, yes.
Yes, it's true.
You're justified.
That's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. The another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في لبن لعلي وحسين